AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. On Friday, the NBA play-in tournament concluded with two teams making the playoffs and two going home. In the Eastern Conference, the last playoff spot was up for grabs when the Heat hosted the Bulls.
The Heat defeated the Bulls 112-91 in the play-in tournament finale. Miami bounced back from its 105-104 loss to Philadelphia to beat Chicago behind a near triple-double performance from Tyler Hero, who had a team-high 24 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists. Heat coach Eric Spoelstra.
It can feel like it sucks, you know, like that we were in the play-in and that, you know, we lost the first game. But if you can get past all that, it's like, all right, we get an opportunity to have a game with this kind of competitive spirit and consequences.
Miami's win clinched the 8th seed and a first-round matchup with the top-seeded Boston Celtics, who the Heat defeated in 7 games last season to reach the NBA Finals. I'm Geffen Kulbaugh.
In the West, the final playoff spot went to the winner of New Orleans and Sacramento. AP correspondent Dave Ferry tells the story.
The Pelicans have advanced out of the play-in round and earned a meeting with the Thunder by slamming the Kings 105-98. Pelicans coach Willie Green.
This is a big-time win. Such a resilient group in that locker room, and we're all proud. Proud of their effort, proud of their execution, and this was major for us.
Without Zion Williamson, fellow big men Brandon Ingram, Trey Murphy III, and Jonas Valanciunas helped New Orleans reach the first round. Ingram had a team-high 24 points to go with 6 assists and 6 rebounds. Valanciunas delivered 19 points and 12 boards, and Murphy added 16 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 helpers. Sacramento shot under 41% from the field. De'Aaron Fox had 35 points and Domantas Sabonis 23 for the Kings. I'm Dave Ferry.
Back with baseball and more after this. In interleague play, the Braves have baseball's best record, and they improved to 13-5 at the expense of the Rangers. Gary McKillops files this report.
Travis d'Arnaud hit 3 home runs, won a grand slam to give the Atlanta Braves an 8-3 series opening win over the Texas Rangers. The grand slam was the 3rd of his career and his 3rd home run of the game.
I felt like I was 150 pounds running the bases instead of my normal 220. I was trying to hold in my smile a little bit till I hit home plate. Yeah, it's surreal. I hope every baseball player gets to feel that.
Chris Sale held Texas to 3 runs and 5 hits over 7 innings to pick up his 2nd win of the season for the Braves. Andrew Haney suffered the defeat for the Rangers. Chris Semien had a first inning leadoff home run for the Rangers. Michael Harris also had a solo shot for the Braves.
In other American League versus National League competition, the Red Sox had some fun at the expense of the Pirates. Correspondent Josh Roundtree has details from Pittsburgh.
The Red Sox exploded for 4 home runs and got a strong start on the mound, topping the Pirates 8-1. Seidon Rafaela, Tristan Casas, and Rob Refsnyder all went deep, as did Willier Abreu, who finished a triple shy of the cycle. Brian Bello allowed just 1 hit over 6 innings, really sharp, according to Sox manager Alex Cora.
Changeup was good, the slider was okay, and he used his fastball when he needed to, and kept him off balance. We scored some runs early on. We were able to breathe, you know, and he was amazing.
Quinn Priester was roughed up in his 2024 debut for Pittsburgh, allowing 5 runs, 4 earned in 4 1/3 innings.
The Reds beat the Angels 7-1. The Phillies blanked the White Sox 7-0 as the Pale Hose fell to an MLB worst 3-16. The Astros won in Washington 5-3, and it was the Blue Jays 5 and the Padres 1. In the American League, the Yankees scored all their runs in the 7th to defeat Tampa Bay 5-3. The big blow of that big inning was a 3-run homer from Juan Soto.
I'm more than excited. I'm ready. I just go into the plate with my plan. Just try to get a good pitch and try to drive the ball to the outfield, try to get those guys in.
The Tigers got past the Twins 5-4. The Guardians roughed up Oakland 10-2. Both Cleveland and the Bronx Bombers are 14-6. National League Friday action began with the Cubs defeating the Marlins 8-3. An RBI single from William Contreras gave the Brewers a 2-1 win over St. Louis in 10 innings. The Mets bested the Dodgers 9-4, and the Diamondbacks buried the Giants 17-1. College football, the NCAA's Oversight Committee has approved the use of coach-to-player helmet communications in games for the 2024 season. This after a sign-stealing scandal in 2023. Golf. Colin Morikawa contended into the final round of last week's Masters, and this weekend he is positioned for a run at the top prize at the RBC Heritage in South Carolina. He's part of a 4-way tie for the lead. Masters winner Scottie Scheffler is 3 strokes off the pace. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.